Alrighty. So, this next segment is intended to provide more information about some of what we have been doing and why. Since we began the Master Series in January, as you know, we've been upgrading every system, every code, every template, every process, all of the energetics that we have been given since we began Seeding of the Divine Image. And these upgrades, which will be continual as we walk this ascension path, have to be done incrementally and in segments. All of these upgrades have had to be given in a step-by-step process. And although it has been step-by-step, it is by no means a linear process. We move forward, then we have to go back and bring up the next system to be upgraded. So what we were given in SDI was received in our unified field, but mostly understandable only from that fifth dimensional frequency level. So all of the upgrades we are doing now were made possible from the openings of the sixth and seventh dimensional time locks. And as you know, we received different levels of each of those time locks over the course of 6 years. Since the beginning of this year, you have been upgrading each system by bringing in the energetics and frequencies from each iteration of the sixth dimensional and the seventh dimensional light template. And we have been incrementally building the functionality of the light templates level by level. These are all massive blocks of highly refined energies. And while they're in our fields as energetic blocks, we're upgrading them incrementally so we do not overload and short circuit the body or the brain. As we are exponentially expanding our conscious awareness, we are able to access more deeply and with a better understanding what we have been given and how to begin using all of these codes and frequencies. And as you know, we have been working with upgrading the body energetics and the brain to the fifth dimensional frequencies. We have been building the foundation in the brain to hold higher frequencies. We now have access to higher thought processes because of that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates. And now with the coming online of the new frequencies and upgrades of the triads. So the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates are overlaying the electrical magnetic charges from the medulla, the Ark of the Covenant, and the color and the sound codes. So these changes and upgrades then allows for us to incrementally bring in the sixth and seventh dimensional operation fields. So let's talk about the brain and the upgrades that have been occurring there. So from the day we are born, our brain contains approximately 100 billion neurons. I mean, that's a lot. So from these neurons, we began forming neural circuits in the brain to help us function in the physical world. These neural circuits connect various neurons that are responsible for movements and all other functions of the body. As movements are repeated, a neural habit circuit is formed. An example would be, remember when we were kids and learning how to tie your shoes? Remember how awkward your fingers were in the beginning? And then you would do step by step, make a loop, cross it over, pull, you know, repeat that to yourself over and over and over again. So what you were doing was creating neural circuitry. And once you had repeated those steps enough times, then the neural habit circuits were in place. And then you were able to tie your laces without any thought. By adulthood, we have formed hundreds of thousands to millions of neural circuits that, when firing, initiate automatic responses to almost everything we experience, such as thinking to moving from physiological responses to feeling emotions. So our behavior will be dominated by the automatically firing neural habit circuits, unless we deliberately pause to consider our choices. In a particular situation, we will be on neural autopilot. And as you know, most humans today operate on this neural autopilot. So neurons function is to pass on an electrochemical signal to another neuron. It is not the neuron itself, but the neural circuit in which it is wired that determines the function that any specific neuron performs. So that brings us to a question, can we rewire our brain? Well, due to the neuroplasticity of the brain, the answer appears to be yes, because the brain itself is not fixed. For example, when a portion of the brain has been damaged, the neurons in undamaged areas can rewire to make new neural connections. So how does all of this apply to us and what we are doing? With these upgrades and higher frequencies, we are rewiring our brain to support the experiences and teachings that we are immersed in. We have been doing this consciously each time we find our still point, each time we consciously participate in a journey, a teaching, a process, or a meditation. The repetition then sets in motion the higher refined equivalent to the neuron circuitry in our physical brain. All of this is supported and built on by the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates, which is the platform that allows for the higher function of the brain and for it to be accessible. These higher frequencies are changing the function of the electrical charges and magnetics, which then changes how the entire body functions. There's much more to this, and we will continue to expand on these concepts in our next session. All of the upgrades and changes that are occurring, including those that will be presented today, are preparing all of us for our upcoming Light Conference, which, as said earlier, we believe will be another game changer. So before we leave this segment, I'd like to leave you with some thoughts to contemplate between now and our next meeting. So take a breath. Open to receive and feel the energetics in these next few statements as they are transmitted into your field. These upgrades to the body and the brain are leading us to be able to slow down and to disengage the degenerative process. This is important, so let me repeat. These upgrades to your body and your brain are leading you to be able to slow down and to disengage the degenerative process. The new frequencies are designed to interfere with the old programming. Like a computer, we are updating the processing system by rewriting and inserting new software programs that contain new conscious codes. We are in fact consciously creating and setting in place a new blueprint for ourselves and humanity that will allow the soul and the human body to not have to disengage until the soul fulfills its prime directive for this incarnation and chooses to leave the body. So continue taking a couple of deep breaths. There is much occurring in your body, brain, and in your entire unified field with this brief but energetically potent transmission. So we'll take a moment and then we will continue. All right, let us continue on. Take another couple of deep breaths. Be very present. So travel now in your Merkaba light vehicle to our light temple vortex, where we will gather together at the base of the steps. As you can see, we have very special guests today. As you ascend the steps to our cosmic light temple, there is a magnificent Syrian lion positioned on each of the four steps, waiting to greet you. As you take the first step and increase your vibration, say hello to the Syrian lion and set an intention for yourself for this day. Ascend to the second step, greeting the next powerful Syrian lion. Expand or set another intention. Continue to the third step, increasing your vibratory rate as you go, saying hello to this magnificent lion. And ascend to the fourth step. And greet this beautiful lion, continuing to raise your frequency level. So as you approach the entry to our light temple, there are four incredibly beautiful white Syrian lionesses greeting you as you enter the doors. They are glorious. Enter our gathering hall and take your seat. Now that we are seated, the eight Syrian lions will enter the inner circle formed by our seats. As they take their places, they will be facing you. And they will remain with us throughout the rest of our session today. So now, let us welcome the Council of 12.